USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been called to testify next week in the impeachment inquiry. He was openly troubled about President Trump's approach to Ukraine. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who reported his concerns over the president's phone call with Ukraine's president, is willing to testify publicly in the inquiry. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution that spells out the details of it. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is on the Rules Committee.
We are ready to move to an open process where the public will be able to see the witnesses and to get the facts, and everybody will have access to it.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the whole thing is wrong.
The House has never voted to conduct such an inquiry, and the committees have operated in the dark without formal authorization on what amounts to nothing more than an expanded fishing expedition.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The fans in National Park in Washington, D.C. are singing Queen after their team won in the World Series. The Nats are champions for the first time in franchise history with a final score of 6-2. In hometown Houston, the Astros fans are stunned by the loss because Houston held the lead until the seventh inning.
Because I think we're the better team.
A Vermont senator is now the frontrunner in the nation's first primary state. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Bernie Sanders is now holding a slight lead over Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the latest poll of Democratic voters in New Hampshire. The new CNN poll, which was conducted by the University of New Hampshire, finding 21% of likely voters in that state supporting Sanders in the 2020 White House race, 18% support Warren, former VP Joe Biden coming in third with 15%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Sony says its online cable alternative, PlayStation View, will be shut down in January. It blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped from many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with overwhelming force. That includes Russia, Syria, or any remnant of the Islamic State. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Profits from the Syrian oil fields provided the bulk of the funding for the Islamic terror group ISIS. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.